Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's next panel with Meg. Hang on a minute here. Make sure you can hear me okay. There you go. It's Monday morning. Happy Memorial Day to everyone who has the day off. A very special day for us. And a special day for me because my friend Malcolm agreed to come in and a little surprised me. Came in a little bit earlier. I didn't have a guest for this first half hour. So he's going to hang around with us and we'll have a chance to talk about the community and all the things that are happening. So good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
So good to see you.
Yes, I'd like to say it's a great day in paradise, but
I know
we need the rain.
You know what? We need the rain, and sometimes I have to confess, when it's raining on a holiday like this and you have Monday off, it's kind of a nice reason. You don't have to do the lawn. You have all these projects you're going to do or you know things. It's kind of nice to just stay home and relax a little bit.
Yeah, relax and watch a little TV.
Yeah. It's always funny to me on Memorial Day because I never I heard Andrew's piece right before this and thinking about what this day means. And so it seems sort of strange to say Happy Memorial Day because it's really, we're celebrating those who gave their lives to us. And
yes, and
celebrating is not the right word, but commemorating and remembering. And
honoring.
Honoring. Thank you. Yes, that's a much better word. So it's a special day, and it strikes me very differently than our other holidays.
Yeah, you're right. We've sort of got it a little out of proportion because we barbecue and we play golf, we have fun, we go to the beach, and it's really about remembering and honoring those fallen soldiers. Well, not only fallen soldiers, but those that fought in foreign wars and survived.
Absolutely.
Some with some life changing injuries. So we should remember. Yes, we should remember and honor.
Well, I saw an interesting news piece last night that really, it really touched my heart because it was so sweet. And apparently there was a 100-year-old veteran who was involved. I guess this high school would do things for them on a monthly basis for the veterans. And so they learned through his story that during World War II, he was very, very young when he went into the war, obviously, and he was, he gave up his high school senior year. So he missed prom. He missed all of the homecomings. He missed that kind of stuff. So six of the high school girls got together, and at the luncheon that they had, they surprised him with balloons and flowers and an invitation to be their prom date.
Oh, wow.
For this year's prom. it was just, and he just could smile from ear to ear. It really touched him because he never went. He never got to go to his prom. So now he had six gorgeous, beautiful girls, women that were going to take him to the prom. And they did it right. They got him a tux and they got him a haircut and they, treated him to dinner. And then they got a bus, a little private bus that took the seven of them to the prom. And then at the prom, they showed him dancing and they played a lot of music from his era. So at one point they showed a clip of him. They were all dancing with him and he was moving pretty good for 100-year-old. He wasn't in a wheelchair or anything. And they were playing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And he was singing and dancing. And I just made me cry. I just thought, oh my God, that's just the sweetest thing. So I thought it was kind of a neat, neat, really special story. There's still people out there doing beautiful things for other people. So I just loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, back to today for a moment.
Yes, sir.
If you are out, if you need to go out, be very careful because there were some cells of very hard rain. I just drove up I-110 and hit a huge puddle of water on 110.
That flash flooding.
Yeah, so be careful.
Yeah, it's really coming down. When I got here, it was just starting, but I'm looking out the window. It's really coming down. And we can see I-10 from here, so it's not looking good. Just the water, a lot of water. So anyway, I'm glad to see you. Have you had a nice weekend?
Yes, I played a little golf yesterday. Beautiful.
Oh, so it didn't rain on you yesterday?
No, we caught between 7 and about 2.
Okay.
It was pretty clear.
Yeah.
At least at Osceola, anyway.
Well, that's nice. Yes. Good. Good, good, good.
And then just really had a fairly restful weekend.
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
I had.
What did you do?
I unexpectedly had a fabulous time, and I'm not exaggerating, at the Granny Get Down on Saturday with Council on Aging. I had so much fun. It was wonderful. Be careful what you say next.
Yes.
I saw it. I know you well enough. I saw the little.
Yes. Yeah. Almost let it slip.
I was invited, Malcolm, to be there to be a judge because it's a cook-off.
Yes.
And so it was really so much fun. I got to be a judge with a governor, and I can't think of his last name, but he was very funny. And then, of course, Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue was a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. LeSharon Wiley, who's one of my favorite people. So we got to judge all of the dishes that were prepared by these seniors, many of whom these were family recipes and secret recipes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there were some things that we had that I thought, oh, my God, this is heaven. And I would go ask them. I asked this one woman. I said, okay, please tell me what's in this. And she said, girl, that's a family recipe. I'm not telling you what's in this recipe. I thought, I said, can you just give me a hint? No.
Oh.
But she was laughing. She said, no, ma'am. I'm famous for this yams recipe. No, ma'am. I was like, well, gosh darn it. But it was really, the food was great. And it was just, they had music and they had some dancing and they had it was at the Sanders Beach Community Center. And so they had really done such a beautiful job decorating, and they had all the things there. And there were a lot of people there that were vendors. But they had a great turnout and people of all ages, too. It wasn't necessarily all seniors. I mean, a lot of seniors.
You know, that's
was sponsored by Council on Aging of West Florida. I don't think I said
well,
that. Were on the board.
Yeah. I think it's a great segue into, I think it's June 5th is the chill out.
Yes, that's right.
So
get ready for that.
We all know how warm it can get in Pensacola. And there are people without air conditioning, can't afford air conditioning.
Right.
And seniors who an air conditioner or a fan would be a blessing.
Yeah, we can get at the break, I'll get our research department to get the information for you. But
Our extensive research department.
That's what Mike and I call it on these Tuesdays. When we don't have a question, we have to get the research department on that. But I do have the info tucked away. Malcolm and I are both fortunate enough to serve on the board of directors there. So.
Yes, I was chairman of the board for a couple of years.
It's a wonderful organization.
Yes, I was very proud to do that.
Well, and all the proceeds from Saturday's event went to sponsor the AmeriCorps volunteers. Mm. And so shout out to Alicia Macklin and to Kenny Holt, who was the co-chair of the event. And there was these things come together with the help of a lot of volunteers.
Yes.
But the money raised then goes back to the foster grandparents programs and the caregiver programs and the senior companion programs. And so it's a good cause, but I tell you what, you know, I'm not that far now.
Well, I certainly would not comment on that.
You better not. But it was I just love the stories and sitting down and talking to people. And we don't do a good job of taking care of our seniors, I don't think, because they have wisdom now. They have life experience they could share with us.
One of the things that really impresses you when you visit other countries is the respect for the seniors' age is just incredible.
Yeah. If they're treated like royalty, as well they should be, because they've experienced life, and they got us here. They got us this far.
Yes.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. If you have a comment or a question on this Memorial Day, 850-437-1620. Malcolm and I will be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. Good morning to you on this Memorial Day. Hope you're having a nice, relaxing cup of coffee as you're listening to Malcolm Ballinger and I chatter away. He's with Ballinger Publishing, of course, and we'll talk more about the publications. But I thought it might be nice to talk, Malcolm, a little bit about we had the research department look up some facts about Memorial Day itself. Now, I don't know if I don't get up early enough to hear all of Andrew's show, so I'm sure he touched on some of this. But I was kind of curious, because this is a different holiday than Veterans Day. I mean, this is a very specific remembrance of those who've given their lives to this country.
Yeah.
And so I looked up, it says the origin in history, the tradition began in the years following the Civil War. It was officially proclaimed on May 30th, 1868, by General John A. Logan to commemorate the sacrifices of the Union soldiers. Mm. And so it's interesting. It didn't become a federal holiday. I seem to always remember it being a federal holiday, but it didn't become one until 1971. And that's when Congress officially declared Memorial Day a federal holiday and then moved its observance to the last Monday in May. And then, of course, it goes on to say it's the unofficial start of summer. And so people transition to the warmer weather and they have lots of backyard celebrations. But the core purpose of this holiday is a time of both celebration and grief, honoring heroes who pay the ultimate price for our country.
Yes.
So it's kind of neat. It's amazing that it goes that far back. But it is so true. So it was kind of interesting to. I'm always curious as to how these things come about, and especially as we're coming up on our 250th birthday.
Yes, yes, that'll be some July 4th.
Right? It's going to really be something this year.
I want you to know that we in Great Britain have forgiven you after 250 years.
Well, I thought about that when the king was here and he did a good speech and was commenting on it. I thought, what's wrong with this picture? With the Revolutionary War. How did they get... Yeah, you guys have been very kind. But we helped you, by the way, in return.
Yes.
A little bit during World War II.
Yes. Yeah, I think...
All kidding aside.
I think it's true to say that Great Britain still is... has the closest ties with the U.S.
Absolutely.
U.S. has the closest ties with the U.K.
I would think so.
Yeah. Well, we have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
And, we did... We did run this place once, 13 states anyway, back in the day.
You know, I don't even know if do they teach American. I don't even know if they teach it anymore, because that was a huge, we had history the whole time I was growing up, from the time I was little, we had American history as a class when in grade school and middle school and high school. I'd be curious to know the kids are still, because I know there's a lot of things they've dropped over the years.
Not surprisingly, in UK schools, they kind of gloss over that part.
You think? They have that one page. Oh, and by the way,
yeah.
A whole country started at another continent. That's funny. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, hanging out with Malcolm Ballinger on this Memorial Day. Hope you have some nice plans for the day. And if you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. David Wayne has been announcing some of the cancellations for today because of the weather in the news. So stick around to listen, because he's keeping everybody updated on that.
Talking about news.
Yes.
The big news for Pensacola is...
Oh, I know where you're going.
Yeah, is Palafox Street is now open to pedestrians.
I drove by over the weekend when I was traveling around, and I thought, oh, my God, it's beautiful. And I have to say, I kind of wish it would stay carless. You know, because they do that in Europe. They have streets that are just walking streets. But just those couple of blocks, I thought, oh, it's so nice to have it, the trees and the sidewalks and the... I thought, wow, this is kind of nice without the cars.
Yes.
Did you think that?
Well, I thought the same, too.
I mean, I get it, but...
But there's been a long history of conversation, debate about whether it should be two-way, one-way, or no-way. And... When I first moved, when you first moved here, it was a one-way street.
I remember that.
And it was, it was north.
It
was going north. And Balin Street
went south. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I think that's
what it was. And then the retailers and shop owners downtown said, well, it kills business. So they went to the two-way. There's been talk about it becoming no traffic. I think the retailers that I'm aware of think that would hurt their business.
Right. Right.
I'm unsure about that. I'd love to see it as a pedestrian walkway.
It's really great because to me, it's very festive and people are walking around.
Yeah.
They could compromise. I know I had an opportunity to go to a place in Germany. And in Germany, I don't know if they still do, but they used to close everything down on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so it was all walking in the downtown. And they would. And I thought, you could have a Sunday be no traffic day in a certain part of downtown. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah. You know, I've talked about this before, but for me, the real issue about that is traffic coming from NAS and from the west to 110.
Right.
And when it's open to traffic again, I'm sure it's going to be backed up all the way down Palafox Street 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that's not particularly helping the merchants.
And that's not particularly helping, correct. I think, I don't know what the answer is, but I think somewhere there is an answer. How you get traffic from the west side to 110
mm-hmm.
without going through downtown.
Right.
It's going to take a long overpass, to say mm-hmm. the least. I don't know what the answer is, but we need to find a way to deflect traffic away from.
Oh, I think everyone would agree with that.
Through traffic, I should.
Well, I
want
to give
that.
Some kudos to Mayor DC Reeves and
yes.
the team that put this together. At one point, we had one of the designers here on the show and talking about all that has gone into it, and they really executed it well and quickly, which is rare these days. And I'm just so thrilled that they did get it done in time for Memorial Day. That's pretty miraculous.
Last Monday, DC spoke to my Rotary.
That's right. Last Monday.
And everybody was very complimentary, me included.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I disagreed with not accenting the historical part, but that's all history now. What we've got is a beautiful downtown. And I've said it so many times, the expression is at the heart of every, at the heart of every great city, there's a great downtown.
Oh, very true.
Yes.
That's very true. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk on Memorial Day Monday. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Memorial Day. I hope you're moving on to that second cup of coffee now as you're relaxing and taking it easy with family, I hope. We're going to try to keep you updated on the things that are open and closed today. There have been some changes. David Wayne, our news director, has been doing a great job of keeping us up to date on that. So if you happen to know of any changes, please text those in. We just got a text saying that the service at Holy Cross Cemetery is on at 10 a.m. today. So that'd be helpful if you can let us know at 850-437-1620. So this half hour's already flown by, sir.
How time flies.
I know.
On our little show.
When you're having fun.
Yes, when you're having fun.
Well, I love what they've done with downtown. I'm very excited about it, and it'll be interesting to see what's next as they go forward with some of the other plans now.
Yes, I think, I guess the next big area of development is around the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Rock Hotel, et cetera.
Right, right.
That'll create a really vibrant center there.
And is that going up? I drove yesterday and I was driving through there. Is that what's right across from the Maritime Park? Is that where it's going to be?
No, those are apartments.
Those are apartments, okay. Because
yes.
I thought, it was funny because how many weeks? It had not been that long since I took that drive and I thought, wow, those went up fast.
Yeah.
I'm surprised when I drive down a street and suddenly there's new apartments and condos there.
Yes.
It's wild.
There's so much building downtown.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It's really changing the face of downtown.
Yes.
But it's progress. I think good. Some of it's good.
Well, it all increases the tax base.
Right.
So that they can do those wonderful things like renovate Palafox Street.
Yeah, right. Mm. So did you get out to the beach at all over the weekend?
No.
You know what I have found? I laughed so much this weekend because when I talked to my friends that live here year-round, I said, you heading out to the beach? Oh, no, I'm not going. It's like we don't go to the beach on Memorial Day weekend, you know, just because of the traffic. And
I'm not a big beach person, frankly.
Yeah.
I can't sit in hot sand. You know, and
why does this not surprise me? You know, you need a little air conditioner.
I can sit in a bar overlooking the sand with a...
That's a whole different topic.
Yes, with a cool beer.
Yeah, okay. We get the picture. All right, well, we're going to hang out again for another half hour this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. But if you do hear of anything that we need to know about that we can pass along for you, we are live this morning, so please text it in at 850-437-1620. It is Memorial Day, so I hope you're having wonderful plans to be with family and at the same time say a little prayer for those and the families who have lost so much when they gave their lives for our country. We'll be back. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Memorial Day, May 25th, 2026. Hope that you're having a nice, relaxing day with family today. You're going to be able to do something good for yourself. And just if you get a chance to say a prayer of gratitude and remembrance for those who gave their lives for our country. So, Malcolm, how you doing? Malcolm Ballinger is here in this yes. traditional Monday morning time slot for Ballinger Publishing. How are you?
I am doing great, thank you. And it looks like the rain has subsided a little.
I think it's what it's going to be all day today, don't you think? A little downpours here and there.
Yes.
So that's the good news. And we do, of course, this half hour, we do want to talk a bit about some of Malcolm's great publications that are on newsstands right now. Pensacola's Downtown Crowd is the whole issue for May. And I love it. I've said it many, many times, but there are always relevant articles about what's happening in our community. But it does a great job, especially this month, of all the different things that are going on around town as far as activities and events, and especially some of the free events. You really should take advantage of some of these.
Well, I think it's supposed to rain most of the week.
Well, we still keep our fingers crossed. You know, it's strange here. It does not 40% doesn't necessarily mean. We used to joke it's 40% over here, but well, not over there.
Well, hold on a second. I was trying to lead into.
Okay. Sorry.
You cut me off at the pass there.
I'm sorry.
The front cover of Downtown Crowd is Game Nights. So what I was thinking was, as it's raining, you can look at game nights.
I stand corrected then. Let's talk about game nights. Tell me everything.
And there is, one that's kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
Is Music Bingo.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't either. It's at Play Pensacola. Uh-huh. And this one-of-a-kind experience invites participants to not only mark their bingo cards, but to sing along with favorite throwbacks, chart toppers, and iconic beats.
Oh.
Well, that's not one for me. My voice is infamous.
I don't know. Probably after a couple of beers, you'd do all right, yeah?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, that's usually what happens at karaoke.
I'll probably think I'm Tom Jones.
That's what happens with the karaoke. I always am amazed at the songs people pick, and I think, ooh, so not in your range. But it's okay. It's fun. Lots of fun. Well, that's kind of cool, yeah. And there's different, interesting, there's trivia nights at some of the pubs downtown.
There's Bar Bingo at Seville. I'm not sure if it's on tonight because it's Memorial Day, but that's every Monday.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun, too.
Okay. Looks like you have trivia night at O'Reilly's. Yeah.
By the way, you don't have to be an old person to play bingo.
No, you don't. It's become a more popular, younger sport.
Yeah.
Using the term loosely.
Sport, well.
Using the term.
Yes.
It takes a lot of energy to move those things around. And then you have different nights. So that's all in this issue. So if you can go online, too, if you haven't been able to get a hard copy.
Downtowncrowd.com or BallingerPublishing.com.
Yeah, and they have the digital copy, which has all the information. Now, here's one that's kind of fun. Board games at Games and Grub. So they can play traditional board games plus Dungeons and Dragon nights. They have all different kinds of game nights there. That's kind of cool.
Mm. There is so much to do in Pensacola. We've talked about this so many times.
I know.
We all know about the festivals, mm-hmm. and I guess Fiesta's coming up here very soon.
Yes, should be kicking up shortly.
But there's always something going on, particularly downtown.
Well, and a lot of free things. I mean, you can just get out and about. You have the Palafox Market on the weekends. You have the Cinemas in the Sand is coming up that the city mm-hmm. puts on. And then, of course, Bands on the Beach. Hopefully they'll be able to... Let's see, tomorrow. Oh, the Modern Eldorados are going to be playing tomorrow night. They're a lot of fun. And that's at 7 o'clock at the casino. And then they have Bands on the Blackwater and Bands on the Bayou. Also is a fun event. There's just so many things that you could do. Take your family out. And even I love that there's a whole thing in here about summer stargazing. You've got an article about that and about being out to take a look at the stars and see because when you get out on the beach sometimes at night, it is remarkable how beautiful it is.
As Karen and I walked back downtown, it mm-hmm. was a particular, I think it was Thursday, it was a particularly clear night.
Yeah.
And you could see the moon, and then Venus was right, shining brightly next to it. And I have an app on my phone that you can point at the star, and it'll tell you exactly
really?
What it is. Yeah.
What do you know the name of the
app?
It's
called Skyview.
Oh, I would love that.
There's a free one, and then there's a subscription one. I just have the free one,
uh-huh.
and you can point it at any direction at any star, and
it
will
really
say
neat.
It's Venus, whatever it might be, Mars.
So it identifies if you see like a Orion's Belt, or you see some of the other. It'll identify what.
I find it fascinating to think that that's I don't know how many million miles away, but you're looking at the vastness of space. I just find it fascinating. You know, I was watching a program once where it said the space is without end.
Right.
And it's hard for us as humans to imagine that something does not end.
Well, and when you think about it, I love Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
He's fascinating and very funny and has just incredible knowledge about this space and then everything. But he talks about how the stars that we see today are millions and millions and millions, and they call it light years away.
Yes.
And that it's hard to get your mind around that,
We're
right?
looking at what happened a million years ago.
Yes. Isn't that?
Hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling, as they say. But
it sort of puts in perspective that we are really insignificant in the universe.
In the big picture of things.
Yes.
Well, and I felt that when the Artemis was up recently, or making the trip around the moon, and then they were all of the astronauts had remarked that you suddenly are very humbled by the smallness of the planet Earth when you see it from outside, and you just see
videos that Defense Department released of UFO, not UFO, they don't call them UFOs.
That's got a new name now, I forget.
Yes, yes, more modern name. But I must say I was kind of convinced there might be something about that.
I've always been convinced. I mean, why wouldn't there be?
I've known people that have come from another planet.
That's true. There are some aliens who live among us. Have you had a sighting recently? I mean, really, when you think, how could there not be life?
If space is infinite, then there has to be a clone. Not a clone. What's the right expression? Parallel
universe
somewhere.
Oh, well, there's certainly been a lot of books written about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating. When you start going down that road, it's really fascinating.
We're getting kind of deep, aren't we?
We are. We better take a coffee break. Sorry we're on a tangent this morning, but if you have some thoughts or a comment, or if you know of any of the events that have been canceled due to the bad weather today or are still continuing, feel free to text us in at 850-437. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, hanging out with Malcolm Ballinger today on Memorial Day. We'll be back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on this Memorial Day. He's sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, and you've got a contest going on for Pensacola Magazine.
Yes, we're now back down to Earth.
Yes, we've come back to the planet.
I'm sorry if we wandered off too far into the universe.
It's a holiday. We're relaxed.
But back on Earth, there is our annual pet contest.
Yes.
You have until June 15th to enter your pet.
Which really now isn't that far away.
No. It has to be a picture of photo of your, just the pet, not you, your pet, whatever the pet that might be. We've talked about snakes and elephants and giraffes. I guess it could be a pet rabbit.
Oh, yeah. I saw
weasel.
A rabbit run across the road this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, a cute little thing.
That's a sign of luck, I think.
Is it? Because I sure could use some. That'd be great.
So
back to the contest.
Bear in mind that if you win the contest, it's an 8.5 by 11, obviously. So you have to frame the photo so that it fits nicely onto the cover. So don't do it landscape. It's got to be portrait.
Like portrait. Okay, that makes sense.
We already have lots and lots of entries. I think when we announced it on the show, we had 3 entries before I got back to the office.
That is so neat. I love hearing that.
So, again, if you want to see your pet on the front cover of Pensacola Magazine, but even if you don't win, you are still featured inside. Every entrant is pictured inside the magazine. So your little pet can become famous in Pensacola.
I love that you do that. I think it's so much fun. But I especially love that even those that don't get the cover are still in the magazine.
Yeah.
That's just really fun.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Obviously, the predominance are dogs. But again,
well, they have cats too, right?
We have some cats.
Yep. Have you had the cat on a cover yet? Because how many years have you been doing this now?
Well, we did it for the first time last year.
Oh, I was thinking you'd done.
This is the second annual. No, this is a new thing.
You've done it more often than that. Okay.
I hope one day that we get some exotic entries
That'd be fun.
I don't know, a donkey, horse.
I don't know
of snake, something. Then we could have an exotic pets section. It can be a special prize for the most unusual.
See, it's interesting how different our minds are, because when I think exotic, I think of an exotic snake or a cobra or something. And then you said donkey. I'm just like, donkeys? I don't think of a donkey as exotic, but I do think of a donkey as different.
Well, my standards are pretty low.
It's all in the definition.
By exotic, out of the ordinary, I guess. Okay. I should say, not exotic, out of the ordinary.
There you go. But exotic can work.
So if you have such a pet, then please send it in. If there's enough of them, we can create a little special section and a special honorary prize, maybe, for the most exotic.
You need to come up with a fun prize, maybe, for the winner. I mean, the prize is being on the cover.
Yeah,
Maybe some, I don't know, years worth of pet food. Get someone to come in and sponsor
it. Yeah, okay.
Do something fun like that.
Yeah.
You know, or a little prize package basket, pet basket or something.
What if it's a horse wins, though?
A lot of hay? Carrots?
That would be a pretty expensive gift.
Some carrots? I mean, you know.
Carrots, yeah.
You could do a horse basket of stuff.
Yeah, supply carrots.
You could get creative.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
so anyway, back to the point. You must send in your entry by June 15th. So you still have, 3 weeks almost.
Yeah.
And make sure it's high res.
Mm-hmm.
Most people use their phones now.
Which typically are.
Though on some phones, when you transmit, send, it degrades the photo. So make sure that all the settings are to the maximum resolution.
Right. And where can they go to find out about that?
They can go to Pensacola Magazine. There are ads in all of our publications, but the website, Ballinger Publishing.
You can get all the info. But, yeah, you've got plenty of time to do it, and you can do it this weekend with your hanging out your pet today, and this is a good day to take some pictures.
What? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's have some Memorial Day or patriotic stuff.
Decorations.
Decorations. Yes. Thank you.
That would be fun because it's going to be the 250th anniversary in July, so, yeah, the June cover could be something like that. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Very good idea, sir.
Mm.
That must be why you're in the creative publishing business.
Yeah. If Kelly's listening, she's saying, what on earth is he looking me to?
Pulling her hair out. Sorry, Kelly. We love you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. And as you can tell, we're pretty relaxed this Monday and hoping that, I know that there's some folks that do have to work, so my hat's off to you because I'm working. But there's a lot of folks who have the day off, so do something special for yourself today. But I do have to say to please remember those who've given their lives today. Malcolm and I were talking to during the break, and we have a lot of forgotten heroes in our country. I have a special soft spot in my heart for Vietnam veterans because my brother served over there. And we were just discussing a lot of that, about that time in our country. And of course, they came back and didn't get such a great welcome. So I think it's so important for us to honor those vets. But, of course, all of our vets, the Korean War, World War II, there's still some of our World War II veterans alive and well today. And then those who are serving now, but especially those who have recently, the families who have lost those that they love in this recent conflict. And it's very painful and for them, and so we have to embrace those families and take good care of them. So today's a good day. If you know somebody that has somebody overseas right now or has been deployed, to contact that family and maybe do a little something nice for them today. Just let them know that you're praying for them.
Yeah, particularly World War II, veterans, because... they would be now close to 100.
A lot of them are about to turn 100,
Because the war finished...
46?
40, so that's 45, that's 65, 85,
yeah.
91 years ago.
That's
so
right. That's the youngsters that served or those that are left now, the ones that were very young when they served.
So there may not be too many more opportunities to honor them.
So do what you can today to possibly just take a moment and in the meantime and then enjoy having maybe the outdoor picnics, but we'll have some indoor picnics today.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back on this Memorial Day on Pep Talk. And if you have a comment or a thought at 850-437-1620, we'd love to hear from you this morning. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on this Memorial Day, hanging out this today with my friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We were just talking about the pet contest, so there's still time to get photos of your pets in. We also mentioned Downtown Crowd for you, that if you're looking for something to do, definitely check that out. But I also want to recommend the Pensacola Magazine for this month, because I love, love, love the cover. It is the Pensacola blue waters with a young boy who is as cute as he can be on a blue surfboard, and he is in the surfing pose. He has got a big grin from ear to ear on his face, and he is tackling the waves, and it's super summer, so they've got in this issue tons of things that you can do, and it's for all ages. It's not just for kids.
Yes.
Tons of things to do.
One of the golden rules in magazine publication.
Yes. Are you going to reveal a secret today?
Yes. If you want them to be picked up,
yeah,
in record numbers, you do one of two things. You either put a kid on the front,
okay,
or a pet.
Oh,
usually
no kidding.
A dog.
Yeah.
When we do the annual pet issue,
right?
Then it just gets picked up. I mean,
as they say, flies off the shelves.
Flies off the shelves. Exactly right.
Wow.
But this is a particularly cute little kid.
Really adorable.
It looks like he's having a great time.
He is. He's in surfing heaven. There's no question about it.
I pop into my main distribution points on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And
which are, by the way, in case some people want to know?
Well, the two biggest downtown are Joe Patty Seafood.
Uh-huh.
And Richie's East.
Okay,
those
that's
are the
right.
two big ones, but there's many others.
The visitor center, I mean, we carry the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center, and those, as soon as they come out, they're gone. People actually come in that live on the beach looking for it.
Yeah, and you can judge a book by its cover, obviously. And this one in particular has been well picked up. In fact, somebody called me, said I went to pick up a copy in Seville Quarter, and there's none there.
Oh,
so I walked down and put a bunch there. Well, they would disappear very quickly.
Well, if you're not going to be out and about today, or you do go to the spot and they're already sold out, you can still get a copy, digital copy, online.
Yes.
Which is the neatest thing when you think about it. I love that you can do that.
Yes, our views online are up dramatically.
I'm not surprised.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. Malcolm, thank you so much for coming in on a Memorial Day.
It was my pleasure. Enjoyed
it. I appreciate
it. Start off the Memorial Day in the right
thing. Yes, absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We always have a lot of fun. So thank you for being here. Pick up your copy of Downtown Crowd or Pensacola Magazine if you're out and about taking advantage of the sales today. We were just talking about shopping on this Memorial Day.